Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Atlanta with Jay Gould, the CEO at Interface. Jay, how you doing?
Great, Kemp. Good to see you.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you. I wanted to talk to you about this plant. You just opened a plant called Kyle 2 that, interestingly enough, is, I guess, the substance behind a Neocon meeting you had a year and a half ago that was emceed by Peter Hawken about this factory in a forest. We'll get to that in just a minute. First, let's talk about Interface. How's business doing?
We've had a very solid year in 2017, and we enter 2018 with a lot of momentum. I mean, I'm really happy with 4% growth. It's good. It's not great, but it's good. But it's nice to see customers in the marketplace really trying to get their capital spending done and really optimistic as we head into 2018.
Now, most of my listeners know that your ticker symbol is Tile. That's all you do. I mean, you do have some LVT. We'll talk about that maybe in a second. But modular tile, mostly sold in the commercial market. And when you say business is up 4%, you're talking about top-line revenue number. That's beating the market, I'd say.
It is. I think we're taking a little bit of market share in our key markets around the world, including the U.S.
Okay. That's interesting to point out. You are a global company. So the Americas is doing as well also.
Yes, it is. And I might point out our luxury vinyl tile, still a tile, but hard surface, is doing really well. The market's really responded very positively to the product features that we brought forward with LVT.
So second year in that, I remember interviewing Charlie Knight at the BDNY show a little over a year ago, and he was just introducing it. And part of your message there is, yes, it's styled to look and work with the carpet, but it's also set up so that it's at the same level, so that the profiles are the same, right?
Yeah, there were really four features that helped distinguish our product that we introduced. First of all, it's the same dimensions as our carpet tile, so it allows for seamless integration. Secondly, it's the same height, so you can move from hard surface to soft surface without a transition strip. Thirdly, it has a great acoustical layer on the bottom to help with acoustic issues that happen with hard flooring. And then lastly, it's installed with our tactiles, so we have truly floating floors, which allows for selective replacement.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're a publicly traded company, and so you released these numbers about how that hard surface business is doing. Give us a few of those, if you would.
Sure. Well, I committed to build a $100 million business by the year 2020. So in our first year, 2017, of being in the business, we'll do about $25 million and well on our way to do $50 million in 2018.
Mm-hmm. Well, another thing that's happened since you and I did an interview is you've closed a lot of these floor stores, and yet that business still does well on the internet, right?
The floor brand's doing very well in the two channels in which we sell it, over the internet, so that's double-digit growth, and also we're selling a lot of floor area rugs through our commercial business because, as you know, one of the hottest flooring topics right now is polished concrete. People love it the day they move in and hate it 2 months later. So we're coming back and selling a lot of area rugs with the floor brand in commercial.
And LVT also needs sometimes a rug, and so that works.
It does. Yeah. And if you look at the office, my office in which we're sitting, you can see how the carpet tile can integrate nicely as an area rug with the LVT.
All right. Let's talk about the Kyle 2 plant. You just had this grand opening, I think, last week. And an interesting stat that I just remember in my head is that you were going to spend $40 million in just the first year. It was going to save you $30 million in efficiencies, right?
Well, so the overall game plan, Kemp, is we're going to invest up to $55 million over a 2.5-year time period. It will ultimately yield $30 million of annualized savings. We captured $10 million of that in 2017. We'll get another $10 million in 2018 and another $10 million the following year. So as we exit 2019, we'll have that full $30 million of savings in our P&L.
Can you give us a little bit more about how that works? I mean, where the inefficiencies are coming out of your business?
Sure. Well, the big breakthrough is creating two tufting facilities. Previously, we only had one. It was all done in one facility, our short runs and our long runs. And an average tufter in that facility would run about 35% of the time. We decided to break our demand into two pieces, maintaining our flexibility to make customer short runs in one facility, but investing to make highly efficient product in our long run plant. That's our new Kyle 2 plant. So the $30 million of savings really comes in that Kyle 2 facility, where an average tufter will run 75 to 80% of the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's go into the sustainability message that I led off with here. One of the parts of your release is that this is implementation of your first factory as a forest design.
Yeah, this is really exciting. And we'll spend somewhere between 10 to 15% of our overall capital spending to facilitate moves so that our manufacturing acts as a positive member of its biosphere there in Troup County, Georgia. So an example, rainwater collection. We'll have solar panels on the roof to help capture electricity. We'll have water features that allow the water to actually go back up into the atmosphere. And we're putting native drought-resistant landscaping in place. A lot of use of natural light into the manufacturing facility itself. So not only factories as a forest, but a lot of our approach on biophilia will be used in the manufacturing environment. We are hoping to achieve a WELL standard with this. I think we might be the first manufacturing facility in the United States to qualify for the WELL standard.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I don't know the details on that, but that's one of those third-party certification companies that takes a look at your operation and you qualify for the criteria they think is important, right?
Yeah, it's the next version of LEED, if you will. So LEED was about how the building was built. WELL is about the people that have to reside in those buildings. So it's a lot about physical and emotional well-being of our associates.
Amount of time outdoors and fresh air and open natural light and all that kind of thing.
Quality of water, quality of food, mm-hmm. et cetera.
All right. Very interesting. Okay. So let's talk about 18. It's right around the corner. You know, I recently did an interview with the chief economist of Dodge. He's thinking things are still going to be pretty good, maybe a little slowdown. What's your outlook for 18?
Well, we're looking to grow our carpet tile business 2 to 3%. So we think that that's faster than what the industry will yield. And we'll also capture about 250 basis points of growth from our LVT business. So we're looking to grow the overall business in that 3.5% to 4.5% range.
And you think that the commercial sector of the business is going to be maybe warmer than this year or about the same?
Well, if the back half of this year is in any indication, and certainly the fourth quarter of this year is any indication, we're going to have a really strong year next year.
Uh-huh. All right, great, Jay. It's great to catch up with you. Again, been talking to Jay Gould, the CEO of Interface, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaDaily.net.